ain't gonna watch this bullshit.
It's 12:25 p.m. Tuesday, November 1st. We're at Foothill College in Los Altos, and I'm speaking with
James. What's up?
What's up, James? And what's your name?
Greg.
What's up, Greg? Are you both students here at this school?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
So what's your opinion about what's going on today?
Well, I got off of work, trying to eat my sandwich. I saw this group of people with an anti-war banner, which I can appreciate. Because I'm definitely anti-war, anti-violence, non-violent person. I love it. I think it's funny that people have such a problem with people talking about war so explicitly and being against it. It's not like fucking anyone else is doing anything to help this country be a better place for us all to live here, but fight. I understand why it's so hard for people to have dialogue about this, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just met this man right here. Sat down, asked him some questions about what's going on, which is awesome, you know. And some photographer girls, I'm part of the Air Force, and I don't appreciate you guys talking shit. I was like, you know what? Hey, I just met this cat. We got some of the same opinions. It's awesome meeting new people, you know. It's fucking, you know, let the word out, you know what I'm saying? I'll tell some of my people about this today. Maybe they'll come tomorrow, you know what I mean? If people want to talk about why are you here when the Air Force and these other people aren't on campus trying to swindle people into signing up. Why are you here when they're not here? And I say, well, hey, if they were supposed to be here, they would be doing the same thing. They're going to be here tomorrow. They're going to do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. My opinion is, oh, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I told this guy, every time I see these guys trying to recruit people, I walk past them and I laugh because it's fucking stupid. People want to give vigils for 2,000 people who died. Well, fucking their last moment on Earth was to kill another person. And for me, that's straight up evil. That's evil. You're going to give a vigil for someone whose last moments on Earth was evil? Complete evil. Fuck that. That's not what I'm about. You know what I'm saying? It's sad that they died. Definitely. Death is always sad. You know what I mean? No matter who it is. It's, you know, I love humanity. I love human beings. But fuck, man. I'm not about to light a candle and pray for something that's completely evil, man. You know what I mean? It's like we spent too many years fighting. You know what I mean? And it's like I was scared as hell that I was going to have to go over there some, putting my name on the draft list, and fuck that, man. I'm not going to fight. Put me in jail. Fuck that. Put me in jail. I'm not fighting for this fucking country. I'm still a nigger. You know what I'm saying? Mexicans are still aliens. They don't give a fuck about us, man. That's why we're in community college. That's why they come here. We're poor and trying to do the best we can by any means. You know what I mean? In debt, trying to educate ourselves, trying to be something better than fucking soldier. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be no machine killing some other person. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm killing myself, breaking my neck trying to get through this world, man. I'm trying to live another 24. And they want me to sign up and hold a gun in my hand and fucking blow up somebody else? Nah, man. Why? So I can drive my car? So mom in Hillsboro can take her child across the street in her Escalade? Fuck that. You know what I mean? Nah, let me keep on talking, dog. I will keep on going. I got class at 1 o'clock. You can record me all damn day. I don't care.
What about you? What do you think about this?
I don't know. I support it because it's ridiculous what the military is doing here. And, like, I was talking to him one time. I asked him why they came and manipulated young teens who didn't know what they wanted to do with their lives. And they said to give it an opportunity. And I said, well, what if they died? He said, well, the money that they made would be shipped to their parents. And I asked him if, in their mind, money covers the loss of a person. And they tried to get me arrested. they said, we're going to call the cops now. And I was like, it's ridiculous because, like, the military recruiters, like, they're still people and they have their own opinions and stuff. But, like, they're so brainwashed into thinking that what they're doing is for a good cause that they're trying to push it on other people.
Have you seen protests here at the Foothill College before?
Not here, but I've been in ones in Palo Alto and San Francisco.
Do you know if there's any plans to protest the military again if they come back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're going to set up another one and hopefully be a little more aggressive and get some more people.
Was this organized by any particular group, organization, collective, anything like that?
Not really.
You were talking a little bit about Hurricane Katrina and the response to that. Can you elaborate?
It's just disappointing. I feel that So many people died. It was a natural disaster, you know what I mean? And it's like, we're in our own country. This is our backyard. This is our home. And it's like, putting so much manpower on evil. I mean, bring them back home. Save the people, man. I mean, it's obvious. It's just bullshit. The reaction time was too slow. They didn't do enough. You know what I mean? I'm not going to talk shit about Bush anymore because it's obvious. It's his actions are obvious, is that he's not doing the damn thing. Oh, man. Yeah. I'm just sad, man. I'm just disappointed. I'm just really sad. People want to be all patriotic, and it's just kind of hard because it's like you still feel like you don't count. You feel like you just don't count.
What do you think are some of the positive things that we can do to make change in our communities?
Get together, have dialogue, man. Doing this, you know? Ask me questions, man. Ask me how I feel. Really make me feel like I count, you know what I'm saying? If I want to register to vote and make myself feel like I count, nah, fuck that. I don't feel like I count. I really don't. Because, to be honest, I don't think it does. To have Arnold Schwarzenegger as a governor and have George Bush as a president, you really think my vote counts? I am black. I would never vote for either one of those two men ever in my life. I can have a bleaching skin surgery like Michael Jackson. I'm still going to be black, and I will still be a nigga to them. It don't matter. I would never vote for him. It just doesn't matter. I wouldn't vote for Sharpton either. It's not about being black, white. It's about the best person for the job, and they're going to do it for the people. But that's not how government is, you know what I'm saying? It's fucking, it's lies.
And it's ridiculous that, like, they're fucking exploiting minorities in our country to go fight and give them a quote-unquote opportunity just so that they can live decent lives when they get out of killing people or whatever they do.
Did you come out here today to protest the military?
I didn't actually. I woke up late for it.
How do you feel about the military coming on the campus?
Well, I don't want them here. They're only here to exploit people who can't get a college education any other way and probably can't get it through the military either. I mean, my cousins are both in the army right now, in the British Army, and I'm pretty fucking upset about that. I mean, I don't want my family and I don't want my friends and I don't want people going over to Iraq and going over to other places, to Haiti and everywhere, to fight and die for something that's complete bullshit to begin with. I mean, they're there to fight for capital. They're there to fight for the rich bastards who are sending them. And I don't want them going over there and killing innocent people either. I mean, even if the government did do something wrong, even if the government of Iraq should be deposed, which the U.S. has no right to do, they're a sovereign nation. I mean, even if it should be gotten rid of, the people had nothing to do with that. I mean, the people over there are oppressed by their government just the same as people over here are oppressed by theirs.
Any comment on people that feel that the United States government and military are trying to do good, trying to bring democracy to places like Iraq and all the other places around the world that they occupy? Don't you think that somebody has to do it and the United States government and military is just stepping up to the plate in a dangerous world?
I think that originally the military was a good idea because back in the day people would come and like conquer lands and stuff. But I think all the people in power right now are really airheaded and are power tripping on the fact that they have an army of machines to go do whatever they want and get whatever they want.
I think they have a very specific purpose, which is to get profit for the companies, for the corporations of the U.S. government. So, I mean, it's not that they're stupid. I mean, they know exactly what they're doing. It's just what they're doing doesn't serve our interests. And you can't bring democracy by bombing people.
Once you get rich, you poor get poor, you know? Yeah. That's what it's on. That's what it is.
Who raises the war?
I mean, too many people want to fucking... I don't know, man. I think too many people want to put so much on it. Like, this is a racist country. Man, fuck it, man. I mean, it might be a racist country, but I'm not going to dwell on that, man. If I think it's racist, talk to people that, you know, don't look like you. That's the only way this world's going to keep on turning, man. You know what I mean? I wish more people in my community would be more verbose about their feelings rather than just sitting in their own, you know, house just talking shit. You know what I mean? That's... That's why I don't, I mean, I involve myself with BSUs and stuff, but that's not fuck that. I don't like that shit. You know what I'm saying? People spend too much time preparing for a fucking month. You know what I'm saying? If you're so empowered by your people, man, then get out and do this, man. You know what I'm saying? Come out and support something that everyone's affected by. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. Unity. Unity is key, for sure.
A major problem is a lack of community nowadays. Like, I walk down the street, and because of the way I dress and how I do my hair, that people assume that I'm a bad person and give me dirty looks. When, well, I think I'm a decent person. But, like, no, no, it's ridiculous how people are so judgmental.
Just love, man. That's all I want to share, man. It's just love. If anything, you know, I might not make sense in this thing, and I'm just talking off the top of my head, man, but all I want is people to love each other. Peace, man, you know? Just love. No matter what the fuck you look like, no matter where you're from, just love.